The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
As you get settled in your posture, and just gradually bring your awareness to the present moment, it's useful to remind yourself how simple the basic mechanics of a mindfulness meditation set are. Our minds have a tendency to really complicate even simple things and then often leave us confused and muddled. One of the basic reasons why we do this practice is to train this restless mind that is often in this habit of dwelling in the past, the future, or some fantasy land, to train this restless mind to come back to the reality of the present moment. The key thing is to remember to keep the whole process simple and not forced. The analogy often used is that of training a puppy. So all you're doing during this next 30-35 minutes is to gently recognize every time your mind wanders away from the present moment and to bring it back here with some kindness and then give it something to hold on to that connects it to the present moment reality. That's the only effort that needs to be put in. There's no need to rush towards a certain object of meditation. There's nothing magical about watching your breath or some other part of your body. It's more about connecting your mind to some aspect of the present moment. Some of you may have already have had a calm Sunday and may have arrived here with some sense of ease in your body and mind. So you may find it easier to get settled in your body, connect your breath, and gently follow the rhythms of your breathing. If that is the case, go ahead and do that. However, some of you may have had a busier Sunday, or your minds may already be a little restless, worrying about the work day tomorrow, or the emails to be sent this evening, or whatever other reason, you may find a level of energy and restlessness coursing through your body and mind. If you remember to be gentle about this whole process, one of the first things you may want to do is to just to connect with the energy state in your body and mind. If you have a certain sense of tension and restlessness, don't force some kind of mindfulness through that. Just be aware of what it feels like to have this restlessness in your body and mind. In this kind of a situation, instead of trying to narrow your focus onto the breath, you may give your awareness a larger object to connect to. Something like the physical sensation of your whole body seated on the chair or the cushion may be easier to connect to when your mind is a little restless. There is a solidity to our physical presence, which is often felt as the solid weight connecting to the cushion through our buttocks and thighs. Here is something substantial and physical that you can keep coming back to every time you find your mind wandering away into a restless thought. If even this is difficult because your mind is even more restless and agitated, you may use something a little more easy to bring your awareness to. And that could be a visual image. Visual images are easier to bring to your awareness and connect to. So instead of the physical experience of the body, you can bring up the visual image of you seated on the cushion or the chair. But you may want to take care to use a visual image of the here and now, as opposed to some image that may take you away from the present moment. So whatever you choose as your object of meditation, the first thing to do is to just acknowledge that you're going to commit this next 30, 35 minutes to doing whatever you can to gently bring your mind back to the present moment, no matter how many times you have to do it. The second thing is, once you select your object of meditation, try your best not to keep switching to some other object when the first one becomes difficult to connect to in a sustained way. It may simply be the fact that your mind is more restless than usual, so it doesn't matter which object you choose, it'll still go off into fantasies and thoughts about the past or the future. So you jumping around from one object to the other only reinforces the restlessness of the mind. So once you find an object of meditation that seems to fit well with your energy level, just set the mental intention that you'll do your best to recognize every time that your mind's wandered away, and without any judgment or negative thoughts about yourself, just drop the thought and come back to your object of meditation. For now, that is all that is needed. Any questions about why am I doing this? What's it going to lead to? Should I have come here this evening? All those are miscellaneous thoughts, all designed to take you away from the present moment. Even if an element of boredom or frustration creeps in, just remind yourself that it's another thought that your mind is conjuring up. If the process feels effortful and you find some physical or mental tension arising in your body, it's good to remind yourself that at its basics, this is a very simple practice. Recognizing when your mind's wandered away, dropping the thought, and coming back to your object of meditation really does not involve too much effort. But the nature of our minds is such that they're very good at complicating even simple things. So if you find this process a little tiring or causing more energy, some discomfort, you may just want to pull back, bring your awareness to the totality of your current situation here. There was some wholesome thought in your mind that brought you to this center this evening. You're in the company of like-minded people, all with the same intention to understand our minds and find some ease and rest in our bodies. Sometimes pulling back from the actual process of mindfulness to connecting with the wholesome intention that brings you back to common ground and connected to the people around sometimes softens your heart, eases some of the tension from the frustration or restlessness, and may make it easier for you to get back into the mindfulness process I described earlier. It's useful to remind yourself that there is no prescribed course to a meditation sit. The only activity to be done is to connect with your awareness as often as you can, and whenever you find it away from the present moment, bring it back to the anchor that you decided. Be it your breath, your physical body, or some other visual image that you may have chosen. And when you find the process becoming a little effortful and tiring, you can pull back, connect to the wholesome intention that brought you here, and repeat the cycle again. There's no right or wrong way of doing this. You just do it. With some kindness and gentleness towards yourself. So we'll meditate in silence for another 10-15 minutes. this essential simplicity of mindfulness practice is available to you, not just during your sitting and walking meditation practice, but essentially throughout your waking hours. As you may have heard from many of the teachers, mindfulness practice is a way of life and not just a formal sitting or walking practice or during retreats. So you can use the same principles that I mentioned earlier, even when you're away from your meditation cushion. Anytime you find that your mind is in a state of restlessness, wandering thoughts, fantasies and fears, especially any activity that not only is not relevant to the present moment, but brings you a level of distress and suffering. This could be if you were stuck in traffic, you're waiting at an airport, or even as you're preparing yourself for a busy meeting, or you're stuck in a boring meeting. Any thoughts you feel in those instances about being bored or frustrated or angry are all just stories created by the mind that take you away from the reality of the present moment. The act of sitting in your car or in an air-conditioned room at a meeting or at an airport, none of these is inherently dangerous to your well-being. But our minds have a way of creating stories about those moments. So you can apply the same mindfulness practice that I described earlier. Recognize what your mind is doing and give it something to come back to that is connected to your present reality. It could be the comfortable reclining position of your car seat, or the general ambient noise at the airport. Whatever it is, there is something physically real about your moment that your mind can connect to, even when you're not sitting on the cushion. If you can really do it many, many times a day, even if it is for 2 to 3 minutes at a time, you'd be amazed at how much it strengthens your overall mindfulness practice. After all, it's just another habit of the mind, some neural circuitry that you're rewiring. It's better to do this wholesome activity many times a day rather than doing it in one long session once a day and then be mindless the rest of the day. So we can end this meditation with a wholesome intention to recognize any time there is a sense of restlessness and unease in our mind, and if it's not related to any activity that is going on here and now, let's commit ourselves to recognizing the restlessness and then bringing our awareness to some aspect of our physical being that will help the whole process of mindfulness practice and our search for wisdom.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.